Tonight we're turning in our Bibles to Psalm 144. Psalm 144, reading at verse 11. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, and that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Heavenly Father, again we ask you to bless this time around your word. We pray that you might minister to every heart here, young or old, saved and lost. We pray that our Savior and His Word would be glorified, and we pray in His name. Amen. Well, tomorrow marks the beginning of a new school year. It's always a blessing to see every year God's faithfulness in supplying the needs of this ministry. And no doubt God's blessing is measured in great part to the response of the willingness of a dedicated school staff and all those who make themselves available in whatever way the Lord has called them to minister to young people for God's glory. And your service in Christian education this year can be one of the greatest blessings that you can experience. Or it can be a combative year filled with contentions. And so for a few minutes this evening, we want to examine what can make the difference between these two outcomes in your service to God and in your life. We want to think about for a few minutes the sin of complaining. We read here in Psalm 144 and verse 14 that there be no complaining in our streets. And in this 144th Psalm, David, by inspiration, requests of the Lord that which should be the request of every servant of God. He requests to be delivered from the hand of strange children whose mouths speak vanity. And he requests that there be no complaining in our streets. And if you look back at verses 7 and 8 of this chapter, David says, send thine hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. The Bible likens humanity to the seas of this world. And the great waters of humanity that cover the earth in these last days is made up almost entirely of strange children. Strange children, like the prophet Isaiah said, who are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. The restless motions and actions of the seas is a mirror of the unrest, the discontent of the strange children of this world, lost children without a savior. The mud and the mire that the sea casts up is like the falsehoods and the vanities of the strange children of this evil world. Isaiah said, "There is no peace. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." The lost of this world are strange children, and yet they are our ministry. They're strangers to God. They're aliens to the ways of God. They're foreigners of the household of God. They're unacquainted with God. They're unacquainted with His ways and with His word. They're strange children who speak falsehoods and vanities, and they complain in the streets. The psalmist said, you don't have to turn there, but in Psalm 59 and verse 12, he said, "For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, for cursing and lying which they speak. At evening they return and make a noise like a dog and go around the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied." Complaining is a behavior that characterizes the lost, the rebellious, strange children of this world. But we need to know, and we need to know it firsthand, that there isn't a servant of God anywhere without an old nature and an old man. So that even in the servants of God, there's this danger, there's this temptation to yield to the flesh. And those temptations certainly include complaining. Complaining. The old man is not convicted about the sin of complaining. He enjoys it. And complaining can happen right in the midst of the work and the ministry that God calls us to do. And when that happens, there will be combative contentions that arise. Complainers search for faults. Complainers are searching for faults in others. Complainers are sort of predisposed. It's as though they have an antenna that they run up and they're looking out for faults. And then when they find a fault, the complainer sets up his broadcast tower and begins to accuse and murmur and backbite about the things that don't measure up to their standards. This is the sin of complaining and murmuring. And it's very, very destructive in the body of Christ. So even though murmuring is the characteristic of the strange children, Christians who are yielded to their flesh, they walk in the flesh and not in the spirit, they can become quite accomplished in this sin of complaining. And the Bible has ample examples of this. But David said in Psalm 144 in verse 14, that there be no complaining in our streets. Not that there be a little bit of, that there be no complaining in our streets. So a complainer in the Lord's work is a hypocrite. A hypocrite is like an actor. They can put on a spiritual face in church, and then they can go out into the streets and complain and defame and slander and vilify others. And certainly leaders are especially targets of this kind of vilification. Psalm 106 gives a running history of the children of Israel and their wilderness journeys. And they complained to God. They complained continuously and provoked God continuously. They tempted God and they forgot his works and they envied Moses and they envied Aaron and they didn't believe God and they forgot his works. Psalm 106 verse 25 says they murmured in their tents and hearkened not to the voice of the Lord. Murmuring, complaining, that takes place in the tent, you know, with the family and maybe a few friends, or it can be in the streets, in a more public arena. It makes no difference to the murmurer. They're just seeking, as Jude tells us, the admiration and esteem of others. Because they're going to be perceived as people of knowledge. Jude said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own desires, their own lusts. They're not walking after the Lord's desires. The complainer is walking after their own desires. And their mouth can speak great swelling words. Swelling means, swelling words are lofty words. Condescending, disrespectful words. Murmurers speak down to people. They speak about people. And their words are such that they can receive the advantage. That they perceive that there's an advantage to them. And in Numbers, we read in chapter 14, and again, there is another passage I want to turn to, but just one verse in Numbers 14:36. And the men which Moses sent to search out the land, they returned, and they made the whole congregation to murmur against the Lord and against Moses by bringing a slander. By bringing a slander upon the land. And so here in Numbers, slander causes murmuring in the congregation of the Lord's people. Slandering and murmuring are partners. They're co-workers. And if you looked up the dictionary definition of slander, it's an oral defamation. When someone tells one or more persons an untruth about another person, which harms the reputation of the person being defamed. That's what slander is. And so the business of slander and defaming, it always produces murmuring and complainers to anyone and everyone who will listen. And to go out and smear someone's reputation, to bring a smear on someone's reputation, on unfounded falsehoods, by complaining about it, that's foolishness. And the Bible says in Proverbs to go from the presence of a foolish man. Go from his presence when you perceive not the words of knowledge in his lips. God tells you that you should make it a point to not befriend, to not hang with complainers. Because as iron sharpeneth iron, you'll become like them eventually. They'll wear you down like iron sharpening iron. God's solution is to go from their presence. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Doesn't that make you want to seek out people that you perceive have spiritual wisdom and to walk with them? He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. The psalmist said, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and that keep thy precepts. In the early church, the Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. Murmuring and complaining is a sin against God that will invite the judgment of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 26, Moses told the children of Israel that their murmuring and their complaining in their tents was rebellion. He said, notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. You murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he's brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites and to destroy us. And these murmurers, these complainers, they paid the price for their rebellion by being kept out of the promised land. The complainers were kept out of the will of God. Just like murmurers and complainers today will be kept out of the will of God. Complainers will never find the perfect will of God for their life. How can they? Murmuring and complaining robs you of your joy. Have you ever known a truly happy complainer? Have you ever known a truly happy murmurer? People who seem to just have this air of fault-finding negativity that just hangs about them everywhere. Those are not happy people. The psalmist said, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. He says that there be no complaining in our streets. God says here in Psalm 144 that the people whose God is the Lord and there's no complaining, those are happy people. And that will be true this year at Calvary Christian School and at Calvary Memorial Church. When there's no complaining in our streets and God is the Lord, that's a happy people. And so the penalty for the children of Israel is they could not go into the promised land. And of that entire generation, only Joshua and Caleb, who didn't murmur against the Lord, they entered into the promised land. They found the will of God. And in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul was giving a list of items that brought the judgment of God upon the children of Israel. And among which he said in verse 10, neither murmur ye, he told the Christians at Corinth, don't murmur. Because don't you remember, some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. And then he said this next, don't miss this. He said, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. There's this meanness, there's this malice that's connected with the sin of complaining. And it can even put the complainer at odds with the grace and love and mercy and tenderness of God. And I want you to turn over to the New Testament for a moment. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20. Matthew, chapter 20. In Matthew 20, verse 1, we read, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. And he said unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? And they said unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that ye shall ye receive. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers, give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, because they received likewise every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? These murmurers didn't even appreciate God's kindness. Didn't even appreciate God's grace. And that's the way complainers and murmurers are. They're always comparing themselves to others. You will never be content when you're doing that. Servants of God should never murmur. Servants of God should never murmur, never complain. The Lord said that in Philippians chapter 2. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Not do most things, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, if indeed you are doing all things without murmurings and disputings. The Bible says, don't let doubtful imaginations take root in your heart. Because if you begin to sow and water doubtful imaginations, it's going to turn you into a complainer. In Numbers, again, in Numbers, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And fire ran amongst them and consumed them. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:10, neither murmur ye as some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. But we do need to know this. Being content in the Lord and in the Lord's work is something that has to be learned. You have to learn that. Paul said that. He said in Philippians 4, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Paul had to learn that in times of want, that he learned how to be content in whatsoever state he is. He said, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed. He learned that. Both to be full and to be hungry, to abound and to suffer need. The Bible says, let your conversation, which means your manner of living, your words included, let them be without covetousness and be content. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you. Can't you be content with that? With the God of the universe saying, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You see what a sin it is to complain when the Lord is your helper who will never leave you and never forsake you. And you're going around in your heart or in your tent or on the streets murmuring and complaining. That's a sin. And we live in a generation of murmurers. They grumble. People are murmurers. They grumble. They a lot of times it's in a low voice. And they're gossiping self-seekers that just stir up trouble. Backbiting, slandering, distortions, misrepresentations of the truth in some kind of pathetic attempt to make themselves have significance. That's pathetic. And as I mentioned, God called leaders our targets of murmuring. John said in his little epistle, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, prating against us with malicious words, not content, not receiving the brethren, casting them out of the church. There was Miriam and Aaron. They complained against Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard that. And it displeased the Lord, and he smote Miriam with leprosy. And then there was Korah and his followers. They complained about the leaders. They gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said, "You take too much for yourselves. All the congregation are holy, every one of them. The Lord is among them. Why are you lifting yourself up?" And that displeased the Lord. The ground opened up and swallowed Korah and his followers down into the pit. And the very next day, the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, said, "You've killed the people of the Lord." So there's a very serious warning that we read earlier in 1 Corinthians 10:10. "Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer." And remember, all those things happened unto them for what? For ensamples. They're written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. You know, murmurers are really, they're ignorant. They complain about things that they don't understand. Like the Jews complained against the Lord. They said this, the Pharisees murmured, the Bible says in Luke 15:2, the Pharisees murmured and said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." You know, they don't understand. They're ignorant. And murmurers are like that. They think that they're right and everyone else is wrong. But complainers are often ignorant and they're not willing to learn. So how is it with you tonight? Do you murmur against the Lord in your heart, in your tent, in the streets? Do you complain against the Lord? If that is your case, you needn't look for a year at Calvary Christian School or Calvary Memorial Church when things, it's going to be the greatest blessing you've had to serve the Lord and be happy. But if you confess that sin and forsake that sin, you will be happy. If not, you're in for a contentious year. If you're going to go out here and murmur and complain, you're in for a contentious year. The psalmist said again in Psalm 144 and verse 11, he said, "Rid me, deliver me of the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood." And he said that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Our garners will be full. The sheep will bring forth fruitfully. The oxen will be strong to labor. There's no breaking in, no going out. And that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your precious word. And Lord, we pray that your Spirit would impress these thoughts upon our hearts. And that when we leave this place, we would meditate upon your word, upon your graces, and upon the magnitude of our need. Lord, we need you to help us to be the happy people whose God is the Lord. And we pray that you will deliver us from the sin of complaining and murmuring and backbiting. We pray that you'll bless this year at Calvary Christian School. We thank you for the staff. We thank you for those who are in the business world and support this school and church. We pray your blessings upon this year, that our Savior might get all the glory. We pray in his name. Amen.